May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1034. 1034. Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee. Absent from thee I cannot rest. Come now, reveal thyself to me. I cannot leave thy throne unblessed. Hymn 1034.
Together from the holy word of God. In the Acts of the Apostles, We'll read together the second chapter. The Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marvelled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Lebanon, Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues, and the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? While others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapour of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Therefore that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my tongue rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, We freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, who would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed this forth, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended unto the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, to every man had need. And they, continuing daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We'll leave the reading of God's holy word there. May he bless it to each of our souls, and may he help each of us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, we would come with that petition. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us, Lord, how to pray. Teach us, Lord, what to pray for. But Lord, we thank you that there is that Spirit. That Spirit, Lord, that makes the intercession for us. Lord, for thou knowest there are times we know not what to pray for as we are, Lord. And yet, Lord, we would come. We come, Lord, this Lord's day with that true spirit of thanksgiving. With that true spirit of thankfulness. That, Lord, thou hast not dealt with us according to our sins. That, Lord, thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. That, Lord, we're still on praying ground. That, Lord, we're still able and willing, we trust, Lord, to gather round thy holy word. That thou hast granted unto us that desire to be found here on this thy day. The day, Lord, set apart. The day, Lord, when we may worship thee. And Lord, may each of us be granted that true spirit of worship, that we would worship thee in spirit and in truth. But Lord, we would come with that thankfulness for thy many, many mercies. We're not worthy of the least of all thy mercies. But we would come, Lord, with that truly grateful heart for thy mercies, Lord, thy manifold mercies. Those mercies, Lord, in providence, that, Lord, the many provisions, the many good and gracious things that come from thy good and gracious hands, Lord, the comforts we enjoy, the health and strength that thou hast granted unto us. But we would come, Lord, with that greater spirit of thankfulness for thy gifts of grace, for that gift beyond every gift, the precious blood of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that unspeakable gift. And Lord, we would covet that best gift. Every good and every perfect gift cometh from above. Lord, we're so unworthy, this sinner in the pulpit, so unworthy. And yet, Lord, we come. Lord, we come because we must come. To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, and as we approach unto thee, Lord, we would approach in and through the worthy name, that name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that name, Lord, before which every knee will bow. And Lord, we would bow ourselves in reverence. We would bow ourselves in humbleness. And we would come, Lord. Oh, Lord, we would come in and through him and him alone, that mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a mediator. We thank thee, Lord, that there is that one that stands between in garments dyed in blood. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a precious Christ. We thank thee, Lord, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him, Lord. Lord, for we cannot approach unto thee in and of ourselves. Thou art a consuming fire out of Christ. Thou wilt consume us in a moment, and rightly so, Lord, for we're sinners. And thou, Lord, are a perfect God, a thrice holy God, who cannot look upon a single sin and a single sinner with any degree of allowance. And yet, Lord, there is that one that we would plead, a precious Christ, and him alone. That's what we plead. Lord, we've got nothing else. Lord, we need nothing else. Lord, we've got no good outwork or deed to plead. Nothing to give the Creator delight or merit thy esteem. Nothing that we have not received from thee. But what a mercy, Lord, that salvation is of the Lord. That it's not of works. That it's not of us. It's by grace you're saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And we've got nothing of ourselves to boast, Lord. Nothing to boast of. All we've got, Lord, is our evil heart. That heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it, Lord? Thou knowest it. Lord, but we would come. And Lord, and in thy people, what a mercy that thou didst create that new heart. That heart from sin set free. That heart to worship thee. Lord, may we each be found amongst those who are born again. Born of the Spirit, Lord. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Lord, and may each of us have that knowledge and that assurance that we're amongst thy people. To be found sheltering under that covenant ordered and all things ensure. To know that there is that mediator. To know that there is even one at the Father at the right hand now making intercession for us. What a mercy that is, Lord. That thou art even in heaven now, Lord, and it's in and through thee and thee alone that we would approach unto a thrice holy God. Do, Lord, make him precious to us, precious to each of us, from the youngest to the eldest, precious in the desire after him, precious in the possession of him. That precious blood, Lord, Lord, apply it to the lintels and doorposts of my heart, of our hearts, Lord, and soften our hard hearts, break our hard hearts, Lord, and grant unto us that truly humble and a contrite spirit that will not despise. O Lord, we beseech of thee, Lord, and we would come at thy feet, come to thy feet. And Lord, may we have thy gracious presence, Lord. Lord, as we assemble ourselves together around thy holy word on this thy day, we trust each have come with that desire of the Greeks of old. Sir, we would see Jesus. O Lord, that's our desire, Lord, each time we gather in thy house, Lord. We know thou art omniscient, that thou art ever, Lord, but when thy presence revealed, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Do, Lord, draw nigh. Grant thy gracious upholding, Lord. Be with the friends here each time they gather in the week evening service and on the Lord's Day service. Grant thy gracious presence, Lord. May there be much prayer offered up for the services of thy house, Lord. And Lord, as thy servant often says, Lord, we have heard that there might be prayer in the pew, there might be that power in the pulpit. O Lord, may there be much prayer offered, Lord, for thy gracious presence and thy upholding. And Lord, we would offer prayer for those that are not here. Those, Lord, that are in their own homes, that are in the affliction's path. We pray thou grant them thy grace, thy upholding. Grant them, Lord, that restoration. Grant them, Lord, that return of full health. It is thy will. We pray, Lord, for each, Lord, and those that have got the COVID and other afflictions. Grant thy gracious presence. Bless the means used upon them. We beseech thee, Lord, we do not look to doctors and nurses. We thank thee for what doctors and nurses can do. But we look to thee, Lord, to bless the means. Be with each, Lord, we beseech of thee. Be with thy people, Lord, that are in affliction's path, whether it be COVID or other diseases or illnesses. Do, Lord, be with them. Grant thy grace, thy upholding, thy strength. Those, Lord, that might feel to be weak, Lord, grant them thy grace. Lord, for when I am weak, then am I strong. Grant, Lord, those, Lord, that might feel to be fainting, that thou would uphold them, thou would strengthen them. Thou hast promised to be the strength of thy people. We will plead it before thee, Lord. There are many great and exceeding precious promises in thy word, and we turn them into prayers, Lord. For thy people, thou would help them, that thou would grant them thy grace, thy upholding. Do, Lord, be with them, we beseech of thee. Be with those that care for them. Grant them that patience, grant them that wisdom. Do be with them, Lord. Be with those, Lord, that have lost loved ones. Those here, Lord, grant them thy upholding. Do, Lord, make up in their loss. Do, Lord, draw nigh. Do, Lord, be with them. We beseech of thee. Those, Lord, that might feel lonely. Lord, they're not alone, Lord. Reveal thy gracious presence. Lord, a mercy that is. Thou dost never leave nor forsake thy people, Lord. And we turn that into a prayer. Thou hast said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, Lord. We deserve to be left, we deserve to be forsaken, Lord, for our sins. And yet, Lord, thou hast said, thou wilt never leave thy people, thou wilt never forsake them. O Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. Grant thy gracious upholding, we beseech of thee. Be with the elderly, those, Lord, that feel the infirmity of old age, those, Lord, that feel that weakness thou hast said in thy word, that for those, Lord, that have hoar hairs, thou wilt carry them. We'll carry them, Lord, we beseech of thee. Those that may even be able and unable to walk, Lord, do, Lord, carry them. Grant them thy grace. Grant them thy presence. And grant their latter end may be better than their beginning. And, Lord, we will pray for the young and rising generation. We thank thee for those that are here this day, the babes in arms and the children. O Lord, grant unto them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Grant, Lord, thy gracious upholding. Grant they might form right and proper friendship. Thou would keep them from the world and many allurements from the world. The many things in the world to draw them apart, Lord. Do, Lord, grant that thou would grant them thy fear. Grant them thy grace. And, Lord, we would pray for that thou would grant them long life and prosperity if it's thy will. And yet, Lord, we pray for greater things than that. We pray, Lord, they might be numbered amongst thy people. We know, Lord, only thou knowest those that are thine. But we would pray, Lord, that thou would keep them. Keep them, Lord, under the shadow of thy wings. Keep them, Lord, as the apple of thine eye. Do, Lord, be with them, Lord. There are so many things in this world to draw them apart, Lord. Keep them close to thee. Keep them close to thy word. Keep them close to thy people and raise them up to be pillars in the causes of truth, Lord. We think of those, Lord, who in recent months have gone through the ordinance of believers' baptism. We thank thee, Lord, that there are those that are making that open profession, Lord, that thou art still working. We pray, Lord, that thou would be that wall of fire round about them, that would keep Satan from them, Lord. And many of them are amongst the young and rising generation. We thank thee for that, Lord. And yet, Lord, there is room. We pray, Lord, that thou would add unto this church those that daily, those that should be saved. Lord, the day of Pentecost, if we read all that great number that was added, Lord, now are the same, God, thou changest not. We change. We blow hot and cold in half an hour. And yet, Lord, thou art the same yesterday and today and forever. Thou changest not, Lord. What a mercy that is. Thou art the same, God. Do, Lord, work mightily, we beseech of thee. Build up Zion. Build up our denomination. Grant, Lord, that better days might be seen. We thank thee, Lord, for the number that gather here. And yet, Lord, there are many causes that are diminished and brought low, where thy word has literally to be prayed. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst, Lord. We know, Lord, that will apply to all the assemblies of thy saints. And yet, Lord, there are many causes where only two or three literally gather. We need thee to work, Lord. We need thee to constrain others to come in. We think of those, Lord, that were about, right about this place. Those, Lord, that even live on the street, the road where this chapel is. Do, Lord, grant there might be an ingracious and growing of those precious souls to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. And we do pray for those that fear thee not, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, that have perhaps in times past and said there is no God, that fool has said there is no God. And yet, Lord, none are beyond thy reach. They're sitting there in the pulpits, a living witness of it. I trust he is anyway, Lord. That an army is not shortened and it cannot save in this day and generation in which we live. Do, Lord, pluck those brands from the burning. Stop some in their mad career, we beseech them. Hedge up their way, Lord. Grant, Lord, that they might cry, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And Lord, not in that spirit that they can do anything, but in that spirit, Lord, can I turn to the living God? Believe. Believe only. Grant, Lord, that thou would constrain others to come in, Lord. We pray, Lord, for great better days. Better days spiritually, in our denomination, in our nation. Do, Lord, work mightily in our midst, we beseech of thee. Hear the sighs and cries of thy remnant on the abominations that are done in the land. We pray, Lord, for those in authority over us, our government, our prime minister. Raise up men of integrity, we beseech of thee. But, Lord, we would pray, Lord, that thou grant unto them thy fear. That, Lord, thou turn to pray, not turn to each other, not turn to scientists, not turn to man, not turn to Egypt, but turn to thee. Grant, Lord, that thou would work. We beseech of thee, be with our queen. We bear her before thee at this time, Lord, on her platinum jubilee, Lord. And, oh, Lord, we pray thou'd work even there, Lord. That thou would grant, Lord, that there might be that turning away from the things of this world, from the horse racing and other things, Lord. And the Lord, thou would work mightily amongst the royal household. Do, Lord, and our national church, Lord, as well. Do, Lord, work mightily, we beseech of thee, in the midst, Lord. Do, Lord, hear us. Lord, and we often think of what Jehoshaphat said. I have no might against this great company that's coming. Neither know I what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, Lord. What a mercy that the eyes of thy people are upon thee. O Lord, make thine arm bare on behalf of thy people, Lord. We beseech of thee. We pray for thy people that are in great adversity. We think of those, Lord, that are in places of conflict, Ukraine and other places. We pray, Lord, thou be with thy people there, that would uphold them, that would strengthen them, that would support them. Those, Lord, that have lost so much, perhaps even their homes, don't have enough food or water, and don't eat, or perhaps even not able to gather on the Lord's Day. We pray for thy people, Lord, for thou hast a people among all nations. We pray, Lord, that thou grant that peace might return to the earth, that, Lord, these conflicts might not spread, that grant wisdom to leaders. We beseech of thee, Lord, that thou would work. That's what we desire, Lord. And we pray for thy people who are in other places where there might be famine or drought. We pray for thy people, Lord, that are under persecution. O Lord, work mightily. Grant thy grace, thy upholding. Lessen the persecution if it is thy will, Lord. And again, Lord, we come back to ourselves. Our many, many mercies, Lord. Countless they are, Lord. And this sinner in the pulpit comes so short in giving that thanks due unto thee, Lord, for thy mercies in providence. Lord, that the peace that's been upon this nation for so many years, that, Lord, we're able to assemble ourselves together around thy holy word, none lawfully hindering us. That, Lord, we have thy word in our own language. That we have a cause of truth to gather in. That we have a few like-minded friends to gather with. Oh Lord, may we be truly thankful, lest thou should take these things from us. We should miss them, Lord. We would miss them. Oh Lord, have mercy, because we're guilty. We must come in pleading for mercy, Lord. Mercy upon us as individuals, us as a nation, us as a denomination. Oh Lord, have mercy in wrath. Remember mercy. Be with each of thy servants this day. Uphold us and strengthen and support us, Lord, and grant liberty in the gospel, grant the signs following the preaching of the word, Lord. Grant, Lord, that the word spoken or something of thy service, whether it be a line of a hymn, something spoken, may take that deep root down within us, that, Lord, we might have that, might be ploughed up by thee, That, Lord, the word spoken might take that deep root down within us and bear that fruit towards thy great and holy name. Be with them thy servants that are enabled to preach, Lord. And we think of the causes of truth that don't have one of thy servants to preach unto them this Lord's day. Those, Lord, that have got reading services. O Lord, use something to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. But do, Lord, be with us. Lord, we're poor men, we're poor preachers. And yet, Lord, thou knowest, Lord. Perhaps at times we felt to be like unprofitable servants. And yet, Lord, we might feel to be up with thy word. Thy word, Lord, that's what we beseech of thee, Lord, it's not bound. Grant thy gracious presence, we beseech of thee. Forgive all our sins, all my sins. Forgive all my transgressions. Forgive all my shortcomings. Do grant unto us that true spirit of confession, that we might confess our sins, for thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Lord, grant us that true repentance, that true sorrow for sin, that, Lord, sin might be made exceeding sinful. May we think, Lord, upon that price that was paid for sin, the holy, perfect Son of God, suffering, bleeding, dying in the room, place, and stead of his people, suffering agonies beyond our understanding. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, Lord. And, Lord, may we have thoughts of what he has suffered. And, Lord, that will make sin exceeding sinful. Lord, we won't want to add to that load willingly. Grant unto us that true tender conscience, we beseech of thee, Lord. But wash me, purge me, make me whiter than snow. Wash me in that precious sin-atoning blood. Make me acceptable, Lord, in thy sight, in and through our blessed Redeemer. We beseech of thee. Be with us this day, Lord. Help me to speak a few things to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. And may it be, Lord, this engagement, Lord. And thou knowest, Lord, we come upon the times when we make engagements, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that our engagements might be made by thee. That thou would make them for us. That, Lord, we might, and Lord, may each of thy servants, they can prove, Lord, that the engagements are made by thee. That I would grant the word. That I would clothe the word with power. Lord, I don't know what these people need. There are very few of them. And yet, Lord, thou knowest what they need. Thou knowest, Lord, what each needs. Whether it be a word of correction. Whether it be a word of rebuke. Whether it be a word of reproof. Whether it be a word of comfort. Whether it be a word of consolation. Whether it be a word of peace. Oh, but Lord, be not silent unto us. Let thou be silent unto us. We become like those that go down into the... May we hear thy voice. And may each of us be made obedient to thy voice. We beseech of thee, from the youngest to the eldest, we'd leave none out, Lord. Work mightily, we beseech of thee. And grant unto us the hearing ear, the understanding heart. Help us, Lord. Lord, I need thy help. Thou knowest, Lord, the words that has laid upon my spirit this morning. Help me, Lord, to open them up. Thou knowest, Lord, what I've meditated upon, Lord, and grant, Lord, that I bring it to my remembrance. Grant, Lord, there might be something done in the worthy name of the Holy Child Jesus, to his praise, his honour, and his glory. We'd ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. Hymn 804.
turn together in the Holy Word of God, Book of Joel, the second chapter and the 32nd verse. Book of Joel, the second chapter and the 32nd verse. The last verse in the second chapter of Joel. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in a remnant whom the Lord shall call. This portion of God's holy word, from the 28th verse to the 32nd verse in the book of Joel, is referred to by the Lord's servant Peter on the day of Pentecost. And that's when we read together Acts chapter 2. In the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, talks much about the feasts the Lord's chosen people were to respect, were to keep. There was a convocation, there was an assembling together. One of the feasts is, of course, the Passover, when the Lord's people were led by an almighty hand, an outstretched arm of the Lord, from Egyptian bondage. The second one is the feast of first fruits. And not being a farmer, there are far more knowledgeable people than me, but I believe that was about the time of the barley harvest, when they had to bring the first fruits of the harvest and to wave them before the Lord. Then after that, there was the Feast of Weeks. Now, the Feast of Weeks, the Holy Word of God says, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." So on the day of Pentecost, the Jewish nation were gathered together to remember that feast. Latterly, the day of Pentecost came to remember the giving of the law. They were gathered together, and we read of a gathering together. What a mercy when the Lord's people together, they were all gathered together in one place with one accord to worship God, to praise God. And what a mercy those Sabbaths end, this Sabbath will come to an end. For the Lord's people, there is a place in heaven for each of them, assured for them, where Sabbaths shall never end. Now this is when David, your deacon, phoned me up, reminded me that this is Whitsun, the day we remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the gathering of the Lord's people. Whitsun, of course, is remembered on the 7th Sunday after Easter. And it's called White Whitsun, some believe. It's called White Sunday. And that's because a number got baptized on this day, and they got baptized in white. But it's a day when the Holy Spirit of God was poured out upon the Lord's people. They gathered together, and we read of the Holy Spirit being poured out, and the effects of that Holy Spirit. Some of them talked with tongues, and many other gifts of the Spirit. Now, what a mercy that the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the Lord's people. And how we need that Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God. We're all Trinitarians. We believe in a single God, but 3 distinct persons. A profound mystery revealed to us and believed by us. One God, 3 distinct persons. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, a distinct person, part of the Trinity in unity, equal in power and glory with the Father and with the Son. And how essential to the works of the Lord is the works of the Holy Spirit in his people. Spirit of truth, come down, as we desire, to reveal the things of God. So much about the work of the Holy Spirit in Romans. Romans chapter 8. This chapter begins with, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any..." This is a very solemn portion, very true though, as all God's word is. "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Now the Holy Spirit, of course, was ever in the world, was present in, when the world was created. The Spirit moved upon the waters. The Holy Spirit, of course, overshadowing the Virgin Mary. And how the Spirit makes intercession for the Lord's will. Again, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought." How short our prayers come. How short my prayers come. But what a mercy. "But the Spirit itself, making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." The Spirit of God poured out on the day of Pentecost. And how we need it. We need it individually. We need it collectively, denomination, and in our nation. And as we assemble ourselves together around his holy word on this, the day of Pentecost, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Holy Spirit was poured out upon us? And may that be a petition that we can offer up to the Lord. "Lord, thy Spirit. Oh Lord, I want more of thy Spirit. I want to know more of thy presence. I want to know more of thy grace." The Spirit was poured out. It should be poured out upon them. And that's what we need. Now, the Acts of the Apostles is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit working in poor men, in the apostles and others raised up by God in the early church to set that right preaching, to set the right way, the only way to eternal life, to use poor men to his praise, his honour and his glory. Peter stood up with the 11 and lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, Peter, the last time I came here, I believe I talked about Peter. Remember Peter, the one who denied his Lord and Saviour with oaths and curses. The Lord, of course, had told him that he would. That he would deny the Lord thrice before the cock crow. And he did it with oaths and curses. Peter. But what a reformed character here, Peter. Now standing up, not affrighted, to speak well of a precious Christ. Precious Christ was made precious to him. How the Lord appeared unto Peter. "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee." Peter, now the Spirit. And he stood up boldly. Peter. And think of some of the other saints. Those that are recorded in Acts who could boldly preach a precious Christ. Think of Paul. Paul, who was a blasphemer, persecutor, injurious. Paul, who said he wasn't worthy not to be called a saint, not to be called apostle, who had persecuted the saints of God, calling them to prison. who complicit the death of Stephen, and yet now reformed, born again. How he then preached oppression. The first thing he did after his eyes were opened, when Ananias was sent, was to go to Damascus and preach the gospel. Wonderful, isn't it? Grace of God, Spirit's work. How he went to Damascus, that place where he's gone, to hail the people to prison, and now he preached to them the precious Christ. Wonderful, isn't it? Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and this sermon that Peter preached, what an effect it had. What an effect. And the Lord often chooses those poor men, poor preachers, to preach the gospel. So the excellence, the power is of God and not of man. Not a man. He must have all the praise, all the honour, and all the glory. As you gather around his holy word, if one of the Lord's servants comes and preaches a sermon that's with power, and how there needs to be much prayer offered up by you. There's much prayer offered up by the journeys that we have to places and the place. How do we spend them? Sometimes when I leave my home and I get to the destination, sometimes I wonder how I got there. Much in prayer. Prayer that the Lord would clothe his word with power. Prayer that the Lord would send his word. Pray that the Lord would grant that his word might be received. And how we need, as I said in prayer, our hearts ploughed up. But the Lord often uses the poorest vessel, the earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of man. And Peter's sermon, a very simple sermon in a number of ways, but a very blessed sermon. Very blessed. He set before them the death of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, that he rose again the third day, rose again by almighty power, raised by God. How they were all witnesses. And he set before them the crucified Saviour. Our God, Jesus Christ, made a real man. Yes, God and man. Took into union with his divine in a body likened to our own, sin accepted. That body that was prepared, the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost, the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And how he came into this world for sinners. Peter, Paul, Mary, Manasseh, Jacob. What a mercy if you and I, my name can be added to that list. Yes, we might feel to be vile, and we are vile in of ourselves. Yes, we've got those wounds, those bruises, those putrefying sores. But to be numbered amongst the Lord's people, to be chosen, to be elect. What a mercy if you and I, as I said, name can be added to that list. What a mercy. And that's because we need mercy. Because we're guilty. Here in this sermon, Peter sets before them that him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ really died. Was really put to death. Allowed cruel man to do it, of course, because no man could take his life from. He laid it down again that he could pick it up again. But wicked hands have crucified and slain. The 23rd verse, the second of Acts that we read together. The 36th verse. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. The third chapter of the Acts, the 15th verse. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Fourth of Acts, being known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, but the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. Fifth of Acts, and so on, all talk about the death, the crucifixion of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And he was talking here to the Jews, talking to them. And that's why it's ye have taken and have slain. Later in the Acts, it talks about they having killed, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death. And what happened to the consequence of this preaching? They were pricked. They were pricked in their heart. What a mercy if you and I, as we read God's holy word, what a mercy if you and I, as we sit under the preached word, if our hearts are pricked, if our consciences are pricked. Because by nature, as I said in prayer, by nature you and I have got a hard heart. If you haven't got a hard heart, I certainly have. You and I have got a heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. We've got a heart of unbelief. We need our hearts pricked. We need the Lord to do it. We need the Holy Spirit to apply the word. We need the Holy Spirit to work in us. The Holy Spirit to prick our consciences. Paul, on the Damascus Road, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Lord, what will thou have me to do? What a mercy if your heart's being pricked. So what a mercy if mine's being pricked. Yes, the Jews literally crucified our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Spat upon him. Mocked him. There were those that scourged his back. Made long those furrows. They did that physically to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. What agonies he endured for sinners. The sinless one. The one who done no sin and yet became sin for his people. That one that became a curse for his people. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Well, friends, so have you and I. By faith. You and I, sinner, thou hast done the deed. Sinner, thou hast made the Saviour bleed. You and I, our sins, if we're amongst the Lord's people, and may that be an important thing with us, a vital thing. Am I one of the Lord's people? Am I under that covenant ordered and all things ensure? Is my name in that Lamb's Book of Life? Is my name graven on the palms of his hand? How vital, isn't it? How vital. Because every single man, woman and child will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive those deeds done in the body, whether good or evil. And what a mercy if when you and I appear before that judgment, we're not amongst those that want the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them, but they look upon him whom they have pierced. Behold your king. Behold a precious Christ. What a mercy that for the Lord's people, yes, sinner, thou hast done the deed, yet our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ came into this world to suffer, bleed, and die for sinners. Rose again the third day for their just. Yes, one may have denied him, Peter. One may have persecuted the Lord's people, Paul. One may be a deceiver, a supplanter, Jacob. One may have made his children go through the fire, his sons shed much innocent blood, Manasseh. The grace of God to hell-deserving sinners. And may, as I said, it may be an important, vital thing for you and I to know. Am I one of those for which the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ suffered, bled and died? Because if we're not, if you and I are not amongst that number, then we will die in our sins. The never-ending eternity in hell awaits. It's very solemn, isn't it? There's a clear distinction in the holy word of God between those who are his, those who are his sheep, those who know him, those who follow him, those who love him, those to whom he is everything, they are nothing, those who are taught by the Holy Spirit that they're sinners a vital part of the work of the Holy Spirit, to prick people in their conscience, to convince them, sinner, that they're sinners. What a mercy. If you and I really know that we're sinners, I hear Mother says they're a sacred thing, don't they? What a mercy to know you're a sinner. Much of my preaching in recent weeks have been thinking about those that don't know God. Those that are outside. You might have got some in your own family. I have. Some that have said, as I said in prayer, there is no God. What a solemn thing. The fool has said there is no God. Think about those that don't fear God. Those that don't worship God. Because they don't need God. They don't need a saviour. The Holy Spirit is sovereign. The Lord is sovereign. He knows those that are his. Many are called, few are chosen. I know whom I have chosen. There is an elect people. Those who are called, those who are chosen, those who are amongst his. I've mentioned some, Peter, Paul. What a mercy if you and I are amongst that number. On the day of Pentecost, many gathered and many, it's believed, were present at the crucifixion of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Perhaps many of them cried out, crucify him, crucify him. And what does this set before us? The grace of God. The grace of God, yes, even to the chiefest of sinners, even to 500 pence debtors. The grace of God, Almighty God. Yes. What a mercy that's so, isn't it? Is there anyone here that's felt to be like the chiefest of sinners? Well, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said that. Chiefest of sinners, the greatest sinner. What a mercy to know you're a sinner. Holy Spirit's work, to convince of sin, to reveal to us what we are in the sight of this thrice holy God. Sinners. But what a mercy. What a mercy. Salvation is all of grace. What a mercy that the Holy Spirit glorifies a precious Christ. This is one of his roles, to glorify Christ. The salvation of sinners. Many here, as I said, were present at the crucifixion, perhaps amongst those that passed by. What is this to ye that passed by? Perhaps they looked upon our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ on the cross and walked on. Who know? But the Lord knows those that are his. What a mercy. I feel it. I wouldn't be in this pulpit otherwise. I wouldn't be able to preach to you if that were not true. The Lord knows those that are his, and it's all of him. All of him, nothing of man, nothing of ourselves, nothing at all. And what a mercy if you know it. What a mercy if I know it, if I'm really taught it. What a mercy if the Holy Spirit has revealed to us that we're filthy, that we're vile in and of ourselves. And what a mercy to cry unto the Lord. What a mercy to cry unto him, and it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be remembrance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. This portion in Joel, in the previous chapters, deals with, there was a pestilence, there was many locusts, deals with many calamities. And it talks about the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come, that may be setting before them, the destruction of Jerusalem. Remember, in AD 70, the Jews had rebelled, and then how the Romans came in and completely destroyed Jerusalem, laid it waste. May refer to that. May refer to the sufferings of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, when the wrath of an offended God was poured out upon the sinless one for the sins of his people. May refer to the final day, the day of judgment. And my servants and my hands I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven, and so on. There is a judgment day before each. You and I must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You and I, and well, then there'll be that list of the sins that we've committed. Now, the Lord knows all your sins. The Lord knows all my sins. There's no such thing as a hidden sin. We may hide it from each other. We may try to forget it. But the Lord doesn't forget. The Lord's record. The Lord knows the sins of all his people. And I think, well, I've lived a good outward life. Thank God for it. If you've been granted the fear of the Lord. If you're keeping as well as you can upright before the Lord. But what about your thoughts? What about your deed? What about your, well, it's not just doing evil, is it? It's when we don't do good as well. The Holy Word of God's very searching. It says that the thought of foolishness is sin. Just the thought of foolishness. Everything foolish is sin. And you and I come in guilty. Guilty before this thrice holy God. Whosoever shall keep the whole law of God, yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. We're guilty. Guilty, guilty. And we must cry out. We must cry out to this living God. The publican, when he came into the house of the Lord, he smote upon his breast, his heart. That's what the trouble was, wasn't it? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. David had to cry for mercy, didn't he? The 51st Psalm, the penitential Psalm. He knew what he would have done. The Lord's servant Nathan had been sent him. Thou art the man. What a mercy. If it's been said to you, thou art the man. If you know you're the sinner. Sinner, thou hast done the deed. Sinner, thou hast made the Saviour bleed. But what a mercy to cry out for mercy. What a mercy to know you need mercy. Because the Lord is merciful. He's gracious, slow to anger. Who will be merciful to whom he will be merciful. So what a mercy if you've cried out for mercy to this living God, an almighty God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In the second of Acts it said, shall be saved. Because that's what we need. We need deliverance. We need salvation. We need saving. Saving from what we've earned. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What a mercy, it's a gift. Given freely to hell-deserving sinners. That, as I mentioned in prayer, that precious gift. The gift of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And to you, it's in Isaiah, isn't it? About that gift. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now, these people, those that cry out, those that call, are a praying people. They have to pray unto the Lord. I've mentioned one way they might, for mercy. Let's try and think of some other ways in which the Lord's people have to call unto the Lord for help. Lord, help me. Said, of course, by the woman, that child that was the daughter grievously vexed with the devil. Lord, help me. Have you ever cried out for that? Lord, help me. To call upon the Lord for help. Help to what? To do anything. To do anything. Because we can't do anything. Without him, we can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Help me, Lord. Lord, help me. Help me to continue. Help me to believe. Help me, Lord, to follow thee. Help me, Lord, to do that which is right in thy sight. Lord, help me. And what a mercy for the Lord's people, that the Lord has laid help upon one that is mighty for his people. Lord, I need help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to believe. Help me to believe. Oh, Lord, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Oh, Lord, I do believe. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, as I go through this wilderness journey. Many trials, many difficulties, many troubles. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to keep walking. Help me, Lord, to be on that narrow way. Help me, Lord, to not cause that disgrace upon thy great and holy name. Help, Lord, grant me that tender conscience. Lord, help me. What about the dying thief on the cross? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a mercy to have cried that. Lord, remember me. Don't you want to be remembered? We don't want our sins remembered, do we? We want our sins blotted out. But Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Remember me. Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Remember me, Lord. Don't forget me. I often have to pray that as one of the Lord's servants. I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself as well. Lord, remember me. Don't leave me out, Lord, no. Remember me. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What a mercy to have cried that. Lord, remember my sins. Blot them out. And yet remember me with the favour thou bearest unto thy people. And visit me with thy salvation. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. I believe back in 2021 when I preached here, I preached from the 12th of Acts. Sorry, the 4th of Acts, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The name of a precious Christ, Jesus. And it shall come to pass that he shall call on the name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Lord, save me. Save me from my evil heart. Save me from sin. Save me from Satan, the accuser of the brethren. Remember, he goes back as a roaring lion. It was an angel seeking who he may. But I know he's a chained foe. Because the Lord has defeated him. What a mercy that is. The Lord's people. That he's a defeated foe. A chained foe. He goes so far and no foe. Think of Job. What Job went through. All that he lost. Lost all his earthly prosperity. His children. His wife. Wasn't a support. Why should curse God and die? But Job, who was upheld, he was strengthened. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Delivered from what? I've mentioned. An eternal damnation. An eternity in hell. An eternity in separation from God because of sin. That's what sin causes. Sin causes a separation from a thrice holy God. And we need to be reconciled. We need to be justified. We need to be made right with God. And there is only one way. And that's precious Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. And as I mentioned in prayer, in Philippians, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. The name of Jesus, an almighty name, a prevailing name. What a wonderful thing that is Jesus, because he saves his people from. But what a price was paid. That's what Peter was setting before them here. The sufferings of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, in the room, place, state for his people. What he suffered. Agony is beyond your, my understanding. The hiding of his father's face in the Garden of Gethsemane. His sweat drops, as it were, great drops of blood. On the cross, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken? He suffered great agonies upon, but greater the agonies of his mind. Because the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And that's why we must plead a precious Christ. We must plead him. We must plead his name. Now what a mercy that the Lord doesn't forget our sins. because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It's that little word, all. Every single sin. The sins that you and I forget. The sins that you and I do without even knowing that we sin because we're hardened to it. Sin pervades everything we do. And yet, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that blood that we need to be applied to the lintels and doorposts of our heart, cleansed and delivered in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, Zion, city of David, where the Lord dwelleth, not Sinai, not the law, said precious Christ. In Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. Now, what a mercy that our God is faithful. He is faithful that promised. Every single jot and tittle, everything that our Lord spoke and will come to pass and has come to pass in provision of a Saviour. As the Lord has said, and in remnant whom the Lord shall call. Now it's this remnant. And that's why I particularly was led to this verse in Joel rather than the corresponding verse that we read in Acts. It's a remnant. And a remnant according to the election of grace. A remnant, maybe very, very small at times. Think of the time of Elijah. Elijah thought he was the only one. But the Lord then revealed to him there were 7,000 that hadn't bowed the knee to Baal. A remnant. Now that remnant at times may be very, very small. Think of the time at the Babylonian captivity. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and Daniel. Maybe of us. And the Lord knows. The Lord knows those that is. But there is a remnant. And they're a remnant according to the election of grace. They're elect. Grace, by grace you're saved. We quoted that in prayer. Grace, grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus, the free favour of God to hell-deserving sinners. Oh, that you and I may grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That was a word that was given to me when I was baptised. And how I've had to grow in grace. And the graces of the Spirit, faith, hope, and charity. And the grace of God. That's what we need. We need his mercy. We need his... What a mercy to call. Lord, bestow thy Spirit upon me. Bestow thy Spirit upon our assemblies. Lord, hear me. Lord, enable me to call on thee. And what a mercy that we cry unto the Lord. What a mercy if you cried unto the Lord in faith. What a mercy if you've called unto a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. But it's this remnant. This remnant whom the Lord shall call. The day of Pentecost. The Lord poured out his Spirit upon those that were his. And that number that were added unto the church. That 3,000 that were added. Remnant. And they praised God, having favour with all the people. And were added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Now the vital thing, the most important thing, is you and I. Are we amongst that remnant? Are we amongst those of the Lord? I come back to what I said earlier. How vital to know that we're amongst the Lord's people. How vital to know that our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, how vital to know we need him. How vital to call upon him. And how vital for his mercy. There is a remnant. And all that remnant will call on the Lord. All that remnant will be brought to the Lord. All that remnant will have the Holy Spirit in them, working in them, present with them. The Lord has said that to his people. This remnant, but are we amongst it? You and me, am I one of the Lord's? Because there is a day of judgment coming. And who knows how quick it will come? Only the Lord knows. He may come as a thief in the night. And are we ready? Have you called upon the Lord? Have I called upon the Lord? Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, deliver me. Peter said that, didn't he? Lord, save me. When he was on the water, Lord, save me. And the Lord stretched out his hand and saved him. What a mercy to call upon the Lord, to call upon his name, that name that at every name, every knee shall bow. The name of the Lord, thou shalt call his name Jesus. The deliverer of his people, the saviour of his people. All in all for his people. This man that shall be the peace. And in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The day of Pentecost. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Peter, Those that were present at the crucifixion, those that perhaps walked by. Remnant. Vital, isn't it? Vital. That we shouldn't be deceivers. We may deceive ourselves, we may deceive each other, but you won't deceive God, and nor will I deceive God. Impossible. The Lord sees, the Lord knows, the Lord marks. What a mercy if we're amongst this remnant, this praying remnant, this dependent remnant, this believing remnant, this remnant that needs mercy, this remnant that obtains mercy, this remnant who shall call upon the name of the Lord, because they shall be delivered, the shall of Jehovah, exceeding great and precious promises. They call, they're a praying people. Got to pray yourselves along, pray my way along. Can't be much without prayer, can we? Those of us that have made a profession, those of us that have followed in believers' baptism, we need it freshly renewed. We need the kisses of his mouth. We can't rely upon things we've felt and known in the past, can we? Surely not. We need his presence. We need to call upon, Lord, visit me. Visit me again. Lord, bless unto me thy presence. What a mercy that the Lord will have his people call upon him, and he hears them, and he answers them. And repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. What a mercy that the Lord be inquired of by his people. And we need to be much in prayer. Much in prayer to him, that he would bless us, that his spirit might be known, might be more known amongst us, that we might be more like he would have us be, less like we are, that he'd grant unto us the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. What a mercy that the Lord doesn't leave his people, doesn't leave them in the pit, doesn't leave them in that slough of despond. No, they're laid upon a foundation. What is that foundation? A precious Christ. And it shall come to pass that whoso, may you and I be amongst the whosoevers, the whosoever called, the whosoever have faith, those that believe, to call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said. And it's wonderful, really. It's the Lord says it, not man, not poor preachers, the Lord. And may the Lord speak to each of us with power. The power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has said that he will do all things for his people. He has done all things for his people. The Lord hath done all things well. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in a remnant whom the Lord shall call. Make it an important thing to be amongst this remnant. Make it an important thing to know that our calling and election is sure. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow night with an address by Mr. Izzard. And as Mr. Richard Field is unable to be with us next weekend, Mr. Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening. There'll be a reading service on Sunday morning, and Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on next Lord's Day evening. Let us close with hymn 669. Poor sinners sunk in sin's tremendous cell, tormented with the fiery darts of hell, on Jesus call, though wretched be your case, he came the lost to seek and save by grace. Hymn 669.
great and almighty Lord God. May we know more of thy Spirit. May thy Spirit be poured out upon us, Lord. And Lord, may thy Spirit convince us of sin. And know, Lord, and the Lord, may it be our schoolmaster to lead us unto Christ. And may thy Spirit, Lord, reveal to us a precious Christ. May glorify thee, Lord. May we know more of thy Spirit's work, individually and collectively, Lord. And forgive anything this poor sinner said amiss in attempts to worship thee this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that salvation is of thee. And may, Lord, we be partakers of that salvation that was wrought out by a precious Christ, suffering, bleeding, dying, rose again the third day for our justification, Lord. May each hunger and thirst after these things, hunger and thirst after thee, be with us as we part, keep us in the interval. Grant thy gracious presence, keep the devil from us, Lord, we beseech of thee. Forgive anything I've said amiss. Make up in the many things I've failed to say. Thou knowest, Lord. We'd ask it all for Jesus Christ, in the name of the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.